Proudly presented by Paul Everett's RV Country. This is Hometown Heroes, celebrating everyday Americans who answer the call of duty.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and our continuing conversation with 92-year-old Jimmy Weldon of Burbank, California. Born in Texas, raised in Oklahoma, he served in Europe toward the end of World War II with the 1270th Engineer Combat Battalion. He continues to manage a heavy workload as a motivational speaker through a nonprofit called the Center for Youth Patriotism. If you'd like to book Jimmy to speak to your group, I have the contact info for you at hometownheroesradio.com. When we left off, he shared how his work in television with his talking duck sidekick, Webster Webfoot, led to a call from Bill Hanna of Hanna-Barbera, looking for somebody to voice a duck in what would become the Yogi Bear Show. That role of Yakky Doodle has been quite a life changer, hasn't it?
It's unbelievable what that little character has meant. Like I said, wherever I go, they always say, always wondered what the guy looked like, did the voice that little duck. Paul, wherever I go, it makes no difference. And he's still on the air today. Mm-hmm. In other words, Hanna-Barbera program of Yogi Bear is on Cartoon-a-Rooney and Boomerang. And so I'm a member of Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters. These are all old entertainers. I mean old, sure enough. Network guys from one end, and they've come up to me. They said, Weldon, they know you better than they do us because you're still on the air, the little duck, you know, that. It's amazing how so many of the people that are members of Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters, I'm on the board of directors, been on it for long, and had so much fun because I always say, let Jimmy close. I always close the program with something. But a lot of these guys have given money to my little foundation more than ever, and they just, it's, I want to cry when I think about this, mm-hmm. because they, yeah, the Center for Youth Patriotism, they've done this and meant so much, because it's for them, the children.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about that. Another aside, you mentioned the fact that Yogi Bear is still on. When you travel, and you're giving a speech here or presentation there, do you ever flip the TV in the hotel to Cartoon Network to see Yogi Bear?
No, but let me give you one that just knocks me out. I'm working now with at-risk students. These are young people who've been in trouble with the police, mm-hmm. and their parents call them and say, would you put them in class? Now, these at-risk, can you imagine this, Paul, when I walk in there and these students are got their arms crossed, and they're looking at me like, what the heck is this old guy going to try to do for us?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, I said, let play a game with me now. As you know who I am and don't realize it, but you grew up with me, and it's like, crud. So then I say, close your eyes. You let your imagination work. I said, please, just for fun, don't look up. Keep your eyes closed. And I give the story of little Yakky Doodle, and then I see from a frown to a smile starts when I mention about Yakky Doodle, because it does, they know. Then I go, help, Chopper, and they open their eyes, and I snug it in, and they put their heads back down. But now their arms are opening up. Follow me?
Yep.
And now when I finally get to that little part, it says, I don't have no mama. Would you be my mama? And I said, look up here. I said, you're looking at the duck. They don't see a 92-year-old guy here. I'm somebody that they realize that they grew up with and see me as that little duck.
Mm-hmm.
I always send a special email to everyone who gives money to my little foundation, because that's a promise. I said, I'll let you know what they I give them, what the CDs they get and the DVDs and all that I give to the children.
Mm-hmm.
But I told one time, I said, I never dreamed one day that I would be able to touch the lives of young people by doing a voice that I did on television 53 years ago that they register now with me. It means, in other words, that is something tangible. I can see they got an old guy that's going to come talk to you about the war and what America means. That's nothing. But when they hear that I'm Yakky Doodle and they say, golly, because I always say we're all children when we can get away with it. Only difference between an adult and a child is just the cost of the toy. And I'm always saying this too. Psychic income only appears in an income tax. No, it's in the heart. Recognition for an entertainer is the greatest income there is.
Hmm. You know, powerful words.
Yeah, instead of saying, oh, I know that old jerk. But if they say, oh, I remember him. And when someone comes up and says, Uncle Jimmy, when they say Uncle Jimmy, I want to cry because I know that they remember. They said, I was on your show 50 years ago. And I think, golly.
Because you did. When you were doing these local television shows, there were kids that would be participants in the show.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
That had to be fun for you.
Oh, yeah. Always enjoyed being with them. Yeah, and they wanted to talk to Webster, and they'd keep looking at Webster even though I was doing it. And they wanted to play a joke with Webster. If we could put something more on Webster, they love this.
A few more things come to mind, and I don't want to forget to come back around to the Center for Youth Patriotism and really explain what it does and why it exists and how people can help you. But both you and your wife had show business careers. You mentioned during the war, Mickey Rooney coming in, you emceeing for him and all that. I bet you have a pretty good handle and can help put in perspective for us the way Hollywood stars participated in World War II and the respect that you might have for the entertainment industry at that time. Because, I mean, Jimmy Stewart's flying bomber planes.
Oh, yes,
I mean, you go all the way down the list. Are there some of those stories that stand out to you, maybe people you came across or become familiar with, that you look back and say, I really admire that Hollywood person?
Yes, that's right. You can read this in history books and all everything else. I'm now the chaplain emeritus for American Legion Post 43. This is down on Highland Avenue here in Hollywood. We've got a building, it's 80 years old, and we've got pictures of Clark Gable, Stewart, all of them down there, because they were members of the American Legion. They were all in the war, doing different things. Mickey Rooney just died not long ago, but he was one big, big member of our American Legion. It's a pride, sure enough, to think that I'm a part of something like that. It's almost like, can't believe it. But like I'm saying, it's that I can see that little seven-year-old boy, me, saying, someday I'm going to be in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And to do a commercial or a film, it's just like it never quits. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's not a destination, it's a journey that never ends. We always want to do something a little bit more.
Well, you said it's not a destination, it's a journey. So I know there are still things in front of you that you're looking forward to. But when you think about this long career of entertaining people, of bringing a little light to their day, what are some of the highlights for you? When you think back on it, what are the things that stand out that you're most proud of or were the biggest thrills for you?
Well, you can't put it on paper. I still think it's that personal feeling of someone saying, I remember you. We did so-and-so, or I saw you do this, or I saw you do that. That you don't even realize. It's almost like someone, what's the old story about someone you see, when you don't pay attention to them? Let me go this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to somebody, here's the entertainer. You're a photographer, and I'm bad at this guy. Don't give me the stuff. Like, do you realize what you're doing to me? And I see you got the camera on. I turn and go, and start smiling immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Just right there. And then go, now I'll get back to you. But they won't miss that. And as an entertainer, now let's reverse that. Or what we might say or do that will mean something
mm-hmm.
to someone. You know, that's difficult to think of. But, I mean, if you try, if you feel in your heart, it's important. That's the thing for an entertainer. More than anything, I believe. And it kills me when we hear some of the other guys. But they only promote the bad things. Mm-hmm. Media doesn't want to talk anything good. They just want to see what's bad.
Who are some of the good guys in your mind? I bet they're part of our audience would be interested in your inside Hollywood. Who are some of the people that when you think back on that you interacted with or you were around that you say, you know, they really were as good as they were cracked up to be or maybe even surprisingly better?
No, I'm just you're knocking me out. I'm just trying to really think. Ralph Edwards was such a great guy. Ralph Edwards, let's go on. It's in my book, but I gotta. I'm having a senior moment right now, Paul. Jeff Chandler and Randolph Scott took up the tickets when Little Webster and I did a show in Brentwood, and they both said to me, said, you know what? So our children think Little Webster Webfoot is bigger in their minds than we are as stars. They didn't say that ugly. In other words, you just said you don't realize how important you are as a children's entertainer, Jimmy. You know,
so
like
here's
that.
Two big Hollywood stars saying,
oh, yeah.
As far as our kids are concerned, you're a bigger deal than we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. But good guys. Good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you've got this Center for Youth Patriotism. So if people go online and they donate to the Center for Youth Patriotism, what it does is it provides travel expenses.
That's right.
For you to go everywhere and tell your story and tell this story of the flag and
yes.
of America.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's why I say I can't imagine what it would mean. Yeah, but I don't have to ask anybody.
So how often do you do that?
Well, oh, It depends on the time of year it is and everything, but the schools, it's amazing, Paul. When I go speak to some, I talk to all of them. I talk to Lions, Kiwanis, Rotary, Optimists, all of them. I'm a member of all of them because that's my life as a motivational speaker. But I tell them when they go in and they tell a school, either a principal or a teacher, hey, we had a guy speak to us, and he's a member of the World War II. He's in Patton's Third Army Combat Engineers, attached to the group at Liberated Booking Wall Concentration Camp. And they said, have him come to your school and talk to the civic and history classes. They can actually get me in schools easier than I can because they'll say, hey, that's a taxpayer. Let's let Jimmy come over.
So do you speak mostly to schools in California, or do you go all over the place?
Well, not now because, I mean, I can't fly like I used to. So I did, but I'm mostly Southern California. Fresno, I've gone up there several times too. And after you broadcast, wherever it is, if they say, come up here, man, I'll get my little Scion and go right on up there. Would love to. Each time I get to go, it's just, like I say, it's that little boy coming to life performing.
Is there one piece of feedback you've received on one of those speeches that stands out in your mind as underscoring what makes it so worthwhile for you, what you get out of it?
Yeah, but mainly one of the at-risk students one time, a little girl came up. When I say little, she's 15 years old, and she said, Mr. Weldon, I forgot all of my problems when you were talking just now. Thank you for coming to speak to us. And I think, good golly, those kind of things are just knock me out.
So when you do these presentations, you shared with us the I Am the Flag speech. I'm sure you use that everywhere you go?
Yeah.
What else?
I usually open with that. We always close with prayer, holding hands, and talk about each. But the idea is to say a goal setting. Don't forget, you're the most important person in the world. And if every one of us felt that way, we should everyone we run in contact should feel the same way. That's why I say the two greatest things you can ever say to anybody are these, thank you and I love you. They're not used enough. One of my buddies passed away a couple of years ago, Dr. George Fishbeck, member of the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters. He stood up to me one time. He said, I never hugged anybody until Jimmy Weldon hugged me. So now they're little widows that stand in line on Sunday morning waiting for a hug. He said, you know what hurts? It's only one they get during the week. Don't stop. So when I go to places where I've been, they say, here comes a hugger when I walk in. A lady gave me a thing one time and said, where a psychiatrist said, nobody realizes the value of hugging somebody and saying, hey, you mean something to me. And I believe this with all my heart. In other words, and when I think of some dad and my mother and my two brothers and I, we always hugged each other. We never would walk up and shake hands. Can you imagine that? When a dad walks up to some young man and his son shakes his hand, I think, good golly, dad would have been hugging me.
So be forewarned, if you're going to bring Jimmy Weldon in to speak to one of your groups, somebody is going to get hugged. It's time for our final break, but when we come back, another example of just how much rich material resides in the amazing brain of this 92-year-old. One of the videos I have up for you on the Hometown Heroes Facebook page is Jimmy explaining some of the background of Emma Lazarus's famous poem on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. We'll hear him share that when Hometown Heroes comes right back after this. Paul Everett's RV Country has 8 locations in 5 western states, including Fresno and Indio, California, Bullhead City, Arizona, Laughlin, Nevada, Coburg, Oregon, right off the I-5, and 3 locations in Washington, Fife, Milton, and Mount Vernon. Over 55 years of experience serving the needs of RVers across the country and proud supporters of Hometown Heroes. Find a location near you by visiting RVCountry.com. Remember when the bank gave you free checking and savings accounts, even making money for you when you kept your dollars there? Paul Leffler here to say, I've recaptured those days, and you can too with EECU. It's not a bank, it's a nonprofit credit union that just keeps growing and growing. The newest branch is in Tulare, and nearly 250,000 EECU members represent 10 different California counties. As little as $250 in a savings account earns you dividends, and access is so easy. 30,000 ATMs, free mobile banking. And I haven't even told you what I love most about EECU, the credit union's support of causes up and down our area, like Central Valley Honor Flight. More than 500 World War II veterans have gotten to see their memorial in Washington, D.C. for free because of the leadership and financial support of EECU. Ready to join the team yet? Call 1-800-538-3328. With 8 locations in 5 states, there's probably a Paul Everett's RV Country within driving distance of this radio station. But really, it doesn't matter where you live, because Paul Everett has a fly and buy program that will fly you to any of his locations to buy your new RV. It's one of those things that make doing business with Paul such a unique pleasure. Serving RVers for 55 years, you'll find Paul Everett's RV Country throughout the West and online at rvcountry.com.